Horney suggested that the epitome of this masculine bias could be found in the concept of penis envy. Freud said that penis envy was largely responsible for a woman's development. The idea that women view themselves as castrated males assumes that they attach the same value to the clitoris that men attach to their penis. I love this quote. I, as a woman, asked in amazement, and what about motherhood and the blissful consciousness of bearing new life within oneself? She countered Freud's suggestion of penis envy with womb envy. She always maintained that culture was more important than biology, and that what women envy is not the penis, but men's power. But then, perhaps a bit tongue-in-cheek, she said, well, if you want to talk about biology, it makes a whole lot more sense that rather than girls and women envying the penis, that men and boys would be envious of the womb. I mean, really, so men can pee standing up, but a woman can bear and nurse children. The essence of sexual life lies in its biological creative powers. So a greater role in sex life belongs to the female because she carries life inside her. She suggested that womb envy, rather than being openly acknowledged by males, has taken subtle and indirect forms, such as the rituals of taboo, isolation, and cleansing that are frequently associated with childbirth and menstruation, and also with the need to put down women and accuse them of witchcraft or deny them equal rights. Further, both men and women have a need to be creative and productive. Women can satisfy this need naturally and internally by becoming pregnant and giving birth, but men cannot. She suggested, therefore, that the impressive achievements of men in work and other creative fields may really be just compensation from their inability to bear children. Dustin Hoffman recognized this when he said, "I act because I can't give birth."